Republican Senator Dean Mortimer of Idaho Falls, who chairs the ethics panel, starts the morning off.
The ethics committee will come to order, and the secretary will please take a silent roll.
The six-member panel has three Republicans and three Democrats. They're judge and jury, if you will, to decide whether an ethics complaint against Senator Monty Pierce has merit. Senator Les Bach of Boise is one of the Democratic leaders who brought charges against Pierce. Consider him the lead prosecutor who makes a closing argument.
This committee has a duty to investigate further, and I fear that we will have summary proceedings this morning. The matter will be dismissed, which I think would be a travesty.
Democrats say Pierce personally benefited from an oil and gas bill he shepherded through the Senate's Natural Resources and Environment Committee and then voted in favor of last week. Pierce disclosed he held oil and gas leases right before the bill's final vote. He also signed a lease in November with Snake River Oil and Gas. Attorney Charles Peterson represents Pierce.
The complaining parties have no proof that he received any benefit different than anybody else who signed those leases with Snake River Oil.
That argument prevailed with the ethics panel. Three Democrats joined their Republican colleagues to dismiss charges. They'll also recommend the Idaho Senate consider clearer rules for disclosure of personal interests. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.